An historic election in Sudan sets the tone for a referendum next year. The British government steps in to help investigate genocide, and a ministry reveals an attempt to sow discord behind a malicious email in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The re-election of Sudan's President Omar Hassan al-Bashir has brought two dubious distinctions. First, an election wrought with irregularities. And second, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"This is now the only sitting head of state in the world who is also wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crime."
He's wanted in connection with the Darfur genocide. Nettleton says while a referendum for the South to secede from the North is scheduled for next year, the uncertainty concerns many. He says during times of uncertainty,
they're thinking about spiritual things, they're thinking about eternal things, and I think it can be a time where we see people come to Christ, we even see revival.
VOM's been sending in action packs along with the He Walked Among Us Bible storybook.
When Christians receive an action pack, they pass on part of the materials to Muslim friends and neighbors, and oftentimes that copy of He Lived Among Us can be used really to present the gospel to the people around them.
We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, the genocide of the Karen people in Burma has been relatively ignored by the UN and national governments. But Vision Beyond Borders' Wes Flint says someone's finally stepping in.
The British government has actually decided to support an establishment of a UN commission to investigate perpetrators in Burma in this Burmese regime, to perhaps call these Burmese generals to justice.
Most of the Karen are Christians, and their genocide by the Burmese government appears faith-based. So far, the UK is the only country to step in, causing groups like Vision Beyond Borders to take on the brunt of the work.
What we're trying to do right now is to bring in enough supplies to help our contacts there in Thailand get enough food and supplies before the rainy season hits.
VBB is helping at refugee camps for the Karen, but much more help is needed. Pray for other governments to step in and for the gospel to move forward regardless. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hindu jealousy over the growth of the church may be behind a series of troubling emails that have been hitting Christian circles in the U.S. India Gospel League's Samuel Stevens says,
"The real picture is actually militant Hindus who are trying to create this problem."
When Dalits rejected the caste system, many turned to Christ. Others turned to Neo-Buddhism. Stevens says it appears that Hindus are trying to stir up trouble on the birthday of the founder of the new Buddhist movement.
Almost every year on that anniversary, there's a large movement to Neo-Buddhism from among the Dalits. So this email was sent out particularly during that time.
It's a ploy to create confusion and disorder and blame the Christians.
People are watching some kind of problems would arise, and the Hindu militants can get mileage out of this.
Stephen says clear communication of the gospel is critical.
Pray that God would give us wisdom to effectively communicate the gospel in ways which are acceptable to the people.
Your support can keep doors open. Our website has more. Next, can you imagine life without access to the Bible? What if you had the Bible in your own language but didn't know how to read it? Faith Comes by Hearing has tried to abate this problem for poor and illiterate people by offering the scriptures in an audio format. The ministry recently finished 10 new audio scriptures in languages native to Tanzania, Suriname, Indonesia, and more. Pray that many would respond to Christ as they hear the word in their own language. And in 1975, Leanne Tiemann accidentally got caught up in the Vietnam orphan airlift. She used that war zone experience to encourage other believers that they too can make a difference in the world. Her story is the highlight of the Livonia, Michigan Prayer Breakfast on Friday, April 30th. This year's event benefits Global Aid Network and its efforts to help with the Haitian earthquake relief. Gain USA demonstrates the love of God as they provide hope for the hurting. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope's making available the free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises, at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.